Hey, what's up, everyone? This is David Greenspan with the Mindshare Podcast. This is episode number 3. So the other day, I had called up somebody, a client of mine, actually, one of my coaching clients, and we were chatting. We were doing one of our What's Up calls. And a What's Up call is really where we start to try to figure out what's going on. What's really, are you in a rut? What's happening right now? What are you trying to solve? What is it that you're really trying to accomplish at this moment that you're feeling you need a little bit of help with? And so we're having this conversation, and she says to me at one point, she goes, okay, she says, help me with this one. I said, what's up? She said, I'm just not feeling it. You know, I was a manager at one point, and I decided I wanted to change everything I was doing, and I wanted to start getting into sales. And she goes, you know, I really put in the time. I really put in the effort. You know how hard I work with this. And I said, yeah, no, I know. She goes, and I'm up every day. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm answering emails, and I'm scheduling calls, and I'm getting myself organized. And then, you know, my son's waiting for me by 8:30 to take him to school. And then once I take him to school, I head off to the gym. She goes, and then by 10 o'clock in the morning, I get home and I'm wiped. I don't know what else to do. I'm tired. I'm demotivated. There's a whole day ahead of me, but I just can't get going. And I said, okay, cool. And I said, first of all, the fact that you get up and you're going by 5 o'clock in the morning, that means that by 10 o'clock you've put in 5 solid hours of need to do stuff. I said, that's something to really look at yourself and remind yourself that that's an accomplishment. That's a good thing. You got to know that the fact that you're getting up at 5 o'clock or even before that to be rocking by 5, a lot of people are still sleeping by 5. And I've said this many times before, if you get up with the early birds, then go get that worm. If you're a night owl who likes to sleep in a little bit but work later, that's okay too. This is all about what works for you. So as we kept going, I kept asking her, and I said, okay, so you're not feeling it. And we started getting into a whole bunch of different things. And I want to get into that with you guys today, because I think that brought up a real good topic for this episode today was, you know, what do you do when you're not feeling it? What do you do when you're in a rut? How do you get around that? How do you solve that? How do you really get yourself out of it? And how do you remind yourself that, you know what, this is a moment in time. This is not all day, every day. This is literally just a moment in time. So what can I do? How can I get out of that? What do you do when you're just not feeling it? And so I guess I want to go through a few things that I sort of took her through. And I've kind of laid this out in a way where there was really 3 things that we tried to tackle together that I wanted her to think about, look at, analyze, really take it in. And remind herself that all is good, you know, and that's where I wanted to get her to, because I know how hard she works. I know the time she puts in. I know what kind of hustle she brings to the table. And I got to tell you guys, man, she really, really, really cares. And so the fact that she's in this moment, let's get her out of this. Let's help her find her way through. And that's what I want to help all of you do today. And I want you to listen to this, whether it's just today and you're in a rut, or maybe today things are beautiful, but maybe it's tomorrow or next week or next month, you know, so Let me take you through some of this. The first thing here was I said to her, you know, I really want you to look at your goals that you set, and I want you to review them. I want you to reflect on them. And she said, okay. And we started talking about the goals, but then I said, first, figure out why you're in this rut. What is it? What's actually going on? Are you low on energy? Is it a bad market? Did something happen? Try and dig deeper. Try and dig deeper into this and pull it out of you, right? And working with my clients, I can tell you that I found that when you have someone you can have this conversation with and you talk it out, like you truly talk it out with somebody, no holds bars, you're real, you're really having the conversation, you can really start to pull a lot out of yourself to get to the root of the issue. It becomes so much easier to solve when we know what we're looking for. And I mean, you know, in many sales courses, if you've taken sales courses before, we've talked about digging for the need, right? You want to dig for the need. It's not just one of those where you go, okay, surface level, yes or no. We want to really dig. We want to start to ask open-ended questions. We want to find out if somebody says, you know, I'm not feeling it. Yeah, but why? Well, you know, I had this really bad phone call the other day and blah, blah, blah. And you go, yeah, but was it really the phone call or is there something deeper going on? And you keep digging and digging and digging. And when you hit that first spot and you think you got it, no, keep digging and digging. And so the further we dig, the closer we get to the root of the issue. Once we get to the root of the issue, we know what to solve because we found what we're looking for. So I've mentioned about goal setting. I've mentioned about the importance of it. I've mentioned that it gives you something to look forward to work for. It gives you something to reward yourself for. You can measure against goals. This is how you see progress. This is how you help yourself look at the positive when you're feeling negative. And I've said this many times. If you get in the car with absolutely no destination, how do you know how long it's going to take you? How do you plan for it amongst everything else you need to do in life? Are you even supposed to know how you feel when you get there? Where is there? This is the thing about setting goals, and I'm going to tell you this firsthand. I did not believe in this process. I never felt that the goals I actually wanted to hit were even achievable. The whole thing was hocus pocus to me. Like, I want to take over the world, or I want to make bajillions of dollars. And I'm sitting there going, like, where I am today, and I'm thinking, really? I've got these goals, but they're not that real. I don't think I could achieve this stuff. But then, I finally hit that spot. That one I'm talking about right now. Everything is going so well. You're feeling amazing. And then one day, you wake up, and things aren't going as planned, and it sets you off on a path of wondering, am I doing it right? What am I not doing? What else should I be doing? Why am I not there yet? There being the key word. Like I said a moment ago, if you don't know where there is, how can you know if you're getting there? Or maybe you're already there. So what are you worrying about? So how do we figure out where there really is? Well, we set goals. Yes, I said it. I believe it. This is not hocus pocus. Who would have even said that? Goals. Figure these out and you will know where there is. It's that time of year when we talk about this type of stuff, when we talk about it the most. So I thought I'd chime in on the conversation considering this big revelation I had. I finally started to mark down my goals. And wow, go figure, everything changed. I started to realize how much I was actually doing. I started to realize I was accomplishing so much in a day and that I should be proud of myself for it. I started to really appreciate all of the positives I've created for myself. And to set the goals, I used a really simple formula. And I want to take you through that because, again, I'm not saying I invented this. I'm sure there's other people that do it this way. I know my wife does it this way because we sit down and we take time each year to do this together. But I want to take you through how to really set those goals, how to really set it up so that you can mark it down yourself and really have a plan so that when we talk about reviewing, we talk about reflecting, we talk about looking back and really looking at our accomplishments, you can feel like you're in that same place, like you've got something to look at. So how do I do this? Well, here's this really simple formula, okay? And I want you to write this stuff down. First thing I want you to do, I want you to write down your lifetime goals. What do you truly, truly want? For example, do you want a healthy family? Do you want savings for your kids? Like you want to be able to leave money behind for them? Do you yourself want to get a new car? Do you want more money? Do you have a certain, do you have a certain number of deals that you want to get done in a year? Think about anything and everything you possibly want by the time you're done. I want you to think about your story, about your legacy, about the fact that if today was your last day here and you look backwards, would you be satisfied with what you've accomplished? Or when you get to that day and you are at that time that you sit back and you think to yourself, yeah, it's my time. Now you're about to look back. And again, I want you to look at that and go, what is it that I want to accomplish? Where do I want to be? How do I want to look? How do I want to appear? And that's not just your physical, but that's your estate, let's call it, okay? And your estate, we're going to talk about your personal, we're going to talk about your business, but I'm talking everything from your quality of life to how much money you've left behind to what kind of valuables you have, if any. Maybe it's you wanted to be able to travel to every country in the entire world. Who knows? Maybe you wanted to change somebody's life. Maybe you wanted to donate a certain amount of money. Okay, I want you to figure out what you want in life. what you really want to see yourself as, who you want to be. Mark it all down. This list will certainly be longer than one, and I would think that you may find yourself, and again, when I'm working with my coaching clients, when I'm going through this thing, I would think that you may find yourself hitting between 10 to 20 different lifetime goals. Try to make sure they're realistic. Try to really think about the fact that, you know, if you weren't born filthy rich and you're trying to make, you know, $10 billion, well, you've got a big mountain to climb ahead of you. Now, hey, if that's one of your goals, it's not that it's impossible. People do it. People have done it. It's just a matter of setting the next steps to figure out how we're going to get there. Okay? So you're going to, again, have somewhere between, well, we're going to say more than one. We're going to say somewhere between 10 and 20 different goals that you want to accomplish. The next thing I want you to do, I want you to break that down into lifetime. I want you to break that lifetime down into a very realistic time frame. And remind yourself that we're talking that those were lifetime goals. Now, you want to start at this year and ask yourself, how can you realistically get done in the next 365 days? So how much can you realistically get done in the next 365 days? Okay, so we're breaking down our lifetime and we're breaking it into annual goals. So we know. If the goal was to make $1 billion at the end of our life, well, here's year one or year five or year 10 or year whatever. We know we still got a long life ahead of us. Is it realistic to think you're going to make that billion this year? Probably not. So what do you have to do this year to get yourself closer? What do you have to do in the next 365 days to achieve what you're trying to achieve? What are 10 items, give or take, that you can accomplish? And if you did, you know what? You'd actually be really happy and really proud of yourself. Making sure that you're looking at those lifetime goals and what you are going to accomplish this year puts you a good step closer to where you ultimately want to be. I want you to do this in about October each year. Why? Well, it's going to include goal setting, it's going to include budgeting and business planning. And it's going to give you time to adjust and settle in well before the new year starts. So when we look at something like budgeting, and this is a big one. This is one that most people don't do. And I say, you know, how much can you afford? And they go, well, that depends how much it costs. And you're like, no, it doesn't. Things can cost a hell of a lot of money. And if you haven't got that money, it doesn't matter how much it costs. You can't afford it. So it really comes back to really figuring out what are my goals? What is my budget? What can I actually truly realistically afford based on everything else I have going on in life? And then my business planning, my market planning. What am I going to be doing to really run my business on a regular basis? What's it going to cost me? What do I have to do every day? What tasks? What admin? Who do I need help with? Where can I delegate? Right? There's a lot of different things you can go through with your planning. And then once you're doing your planning, there might be some adjustments you need to make. There might be some shifting around. So there might be some R&D you got to do where you're calling different suppliers, different service providers. You're starting to source people. Maybe you've got to hire some new people. So that takes time. We don't want to start that in the second week of December because we're not going to have enough time to execute for January. So again, this is why we want to do this stuff back in October, because by the time we get to January, we are rocking. By the time we get to December 1st, almost, we are rocking. We are not waiting. And you know it. And maybe you've done it. Maybe you've been guilty of it. But there are a lot of people that wait. They wait and they wait and they wait and they take forever to get this stuff going. And then by the time you know it, the spring market has rolled around and they're still going, yeah, I'm going to do something. Well, you know what? When you plan in October and you're kicking ass by December and you roll into the new year at full bore, you're winning. And that's something you got to remember. You are winning. And so that's why, again, you want to make these annual, this annual plan that's broken down from your lifetime, you want to make that in October. Get yourself prepared, get ready to rock, and again, you're going to be winning when the new year breaks in. So now, the third step. We've now figured out our annual goals, right? The third thing you want to do is you want to break those annuals down into a monthly. What can you get done within 1 month? Which keeps in mind those annual goals. So what can you get done? Write down about 10 things again and do this the third week of each month. So again, much the same, right? We're taking the lifetime, we're breaking them down into annual. by Q3, we're going to, at sort of end of Q3, we're going to start all the planning and the coordination throughout Q4 so that the following Q1 is kicking ass. Well, much the same when we break down the annual into monthly, you're going to start to break that down so that you can go, what can I do in a month? Right? What can I do in 1 month that's going to get me closer to that annual goal? Always keeping in mind the annual goals are keeping us closer to the lifetime goals. You see where I'm going with this? Of course you do. So when we're doing the monthly thing, again, I want that happening the third week of the month. This is going to give you 1 week to plan, prepare, and execute for the following month. Now, number four, now that you know you're monthly, break it down. And I told you guys, this isn't rocket science. Break it down into weekly. On Sunday, every single week, I want you to take 10, maybe 20 minutes to figure out what you need to get done this upcoming week. This is going to take you closer to completing what you set out to do this month. So again, on Sunday, make a list. What does the week ahead look like? What do you have for meetings? Not just on Monday, but what do you have for meetings on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? What do you need to prepare for ahead of time so you're not scrambling, you're not chaotic? The night before, the few minutes before, you're going, oh my God, I'm not prepared. See, this is about putting your best foot forward at all times. And so by planning on Sunday, what's going to happen all week? Again, you are ready to rock for that entire week. And that is going to take you closer, because you're going to do that 4 times this month. That is going to take you closer to completing what you set out to do for that month. So the fifth, each night, before shutting it all down, outline what needs to get done tomorrow to get closer to winning your week. So again, my Sunday night, I'm not only planning for the week ahead, but my Sunday night, I'm also planning for tomorrow. And I've said this many times before, and I'll say it again. Monday starts on Sunday. So you build your list on Sunday, you wake up on Monday, and again, you are rolling. Well, that person who's just getting up a little bit lazy or maybe disorganized, they're not moving as fast as you are. They're not looking, you know, at success as close as you are. So this is again about having that plan, having that list, outlining what needs to get done tomorrow to get you closer to win that week. And now you're kicking ass. So we've now taken, with those 5 steps, we've taken the lifetime goals and broke them down into small, winnable days. As long as you consistently put in the time and effort, you're going to win more than you lose. And losing is good. It's good. I heard this before. My father used to say this to me. You learn how to lose. I was very proud of you. And I used to say, learn how to lose. Man, nobody wants to lose. I hate losing. He says, yeah, but you accept it and you move on. He says, and you learn from it. He says, I watch you. And I used to do this with hockey tryouts. He reminds me, and I mean, I don't really remember this when I was a kid, but we'd go to a hockey tryout and you don't make every team you try out for. And he says, you look at your watch, you look at the clock on the car radio, and you go, Dad, we still have time to get to the next one. And he says, instead of being disappointed, it was like, I was ready to go. And guys, quite frankly, I don't remember all this stuff, but he reminds me of this. And I'll tell you something, as I get older, that whole idea of learning to lose, I completely understood it. I completely accepted it. And the reality is we lose a lot more than we win. So learning to lose is a good thing. Again, you can learn the lessons from it. Where did you make a mistake? What did you do that you thought you were doing so good, but for some reason it didn't turn out the way you wanted? So what do you do, or what do you have to do next time to make it even better? So again, the learning to lose, it teaches you lessons. It reminds us that we can't be complacent. And by getting the little things done, overall, we are painting that big picture. Now we know where there is. And now that we know where there is, well, I started on this whole goal setting thing off the top by saying that if you want to get yourself out of the rut, then you need to review and you need to reflect on your goals. And I just mentioned that you will win more, or pardon me, you will lose more than you win. But the reality is, if you look back and you've got goals, you're going to feel like you're losing more. But the reality is, guys, and I'm going to totally confuse you here, you're really going to have won more than you lost. You see, when you know where there is and you can look back on everything you're achieving in a day, you will realize that you are winning more than you are losing. And when you're having that bad moment, you're in that rut, and you can look backwards and say, you know what? I may not have made a bajillion dollars this month or this year, But hell, I got so close to achieving my goals. I have this lifetime goal, and I broke it down to annual, and then monthly, and then weekly, and then daily. And you know what? When I look back at my days, and I look at those small little wins I've had every single day, as big as that loss I just had feels like, you know what? I've been winning like 60, 70, 80% of the time here. And so you're going to realize that you have won more than you've lost. And so this is the moment. This is the moment where you notice that it's not so bad. You're actually doing good. You're moving forward. And to me, this is huge. This is that look in the mirror. It's that reminder that all is well. You could take a breath. You have a plan. Not everything is going to go your way all the time. And it's not going to be sunny outside every day. But the big picture, that big picture is all good. And this alone should take a massive load off your shoulders. Now, reading is another way to help ease that stress and that wondering. Reading teaches us. And I will tell you, I don't like to read. I mean, I read very well, if I do say so myself. But I can't sit down and read a book. And I'm figuring this is the part where any of my friends listening are thinking, yeah, no shit, you can't. But I do listen to them. In fact, my annual goal is to read, listen, to 1 to 2 books a month. And I just happen to use Audible as my partner in crime. So I can listen to my books anytime while I'm driving. I'm not on the phone. And if it's like 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, it's like way too early to be calling people. You better believe I'm listening to my book. And if I'm in the car by myself and there's, you know, my call list is done for the day or whatever, I've got a moment in time where I don't want to be on the phone. Instead of listening to the radio, instead of having the windows down and enjoying the air, quite frankly, for me, I'm listening to a book. And for anyone, pardon me, that listening that may have cared that I drive and talk, please note that I have complete hands-free in my car. Now back to our regular scheduled podcast. It helps me spend the time wisely, and seriously, I'm very, very attentive when I'm driving. But the reality is, again, to spend my time instead of playing with the radio or messing with the phone, which I don't do, I am listening. And this helps me spend the time wisely. Again, overall, learning sparks new ideas and a lot of creativity. And it is really, really, really helpful in getting anyone from one place to another. The thing is, a big part of this is organization and time management. Having a place for stuff. Keeping to a calendar the right way to truly manage time. And I'll go on about all of that shortly. But sort of looking at time here and attention factor, we've really just reviewed 3 different ways you can help yourself get out of the rut. The wondering. Whether or not you're really on track and you know, to who you want to be. Right? We talked about really digging for it. What is it that the problem is? What caused that problem? I talked about reviewing and reflecting on your goals so that you can be really conscious about how many wins you really have and the fact that loss really isn't as significant as your emotional state makes it feel right now. And we talked about reading. Guys, I encourage you, I implore you, read, 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 read. It is an amazing, amazing, amazing way to develop the brain, get yourself to that next level, and really help you achieve what it is that you truly want to achieve. So if you like today's episode, make sure to leave a review, a rating, tell your friends, tell the world. If we haven't already, let's connect on Instagram. You can follow me at DavidGreenspan101. Shoot me a little comment. We'll follow back. You can find me on Facebook at Mindshare101. Again, connect with me there. I'm not a hard guy to find. Hoping you're enjoying the Mindshare podcast. This has been another episode of the Mindshare podcast. Thank you all for listening.